Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Anna Berlin
in August 2011,
where the theme was parents.
So, the story I'd like to tell is how my parents eventually named me. And it goes like this. The first name they hit upon was Laura. Oh, great name. Love it. My grandmother, when she heard about this, my mom's mom, she said, absolutely not, she said. I said, right, okay. She said that her, her sister-in-law, my grandfather's sister, died at the age of 5. From meningitis, and she was called Laura. And my grandmother, being of Scottish extraction and so somewhat superstitious, she used her veto, grandparental veto power and said, it's not happening. So back to square one. So they pondered it one. They said, well, Emily, we like Emily. Yeah, let's call her Emily. And I've got two older brothers, Malcolm and James. And Malcolm came along and he said, no way. They said, what do you mean, no way? He said, there's a girl in my class called Emily, and I hate her. And my parents said, right, okay, we can't have you hating your sister. So they turned and said, right, Malcolm, he's 7 years older, which girls in your class do you like? He said, I like Karen and I like Anna. One guess. My dad, God bless him, has a great sense of humor. And ever since I can remember, I've been called Anna Banana. And I used to hate it because kids would taunt me. And then I learned to embrace it, as you do when you get older and wiser. You just have to go with it. And my parents, I guess you could say they're unique. Just like everyone else is. And they made up little like songs or poems for each of us kids. I don't know what inspired them. I just know that we each have a little song or a little poem. Would you like to hear mine? Yes. Yes, you would. Okay, goes like this. There will not be a test afterwards, so just sit back, relax, and enjoy. It goes, Little Miss Berlin, that's my family name. Little Miss Berlin was wearing a grin while making her plans for mañana, a Mexican festival. When along came her mother, her father, and brothers, and said, oh, there's little Anna Banana. There you go. Thank you. I'll spare you my brother's songs.
This next story was told by Brian, who dropped by our open mic night back in February.
Going to be pretty short anyway. This is a blind date story.
which I had quite a while ago. It's a kind of misadventure story, my own worst enemy sort of story, I think, where I had a blind date set up by a friend of mine, and it was a girl who was really, actually really quite nice, very attractive and very quite striking, and we got on really well. The date was planned where she would choose a restaurant to go to and I would choose cinema because I was very, very much into film. So she chose a Chinese restaurant, which we went to, and it was great. We were chatting away. I was blagging my way through knowing poets I didn't know at all. And she was being charming because I think she knew I didn't really know any poets. And I chose a film, and it was lovely, the restaurant bit, and then we went to the film, and I chose a film by Francis Ford Coppola called The Conversation, which is not really a date movie, I think, as such. It's a very, very dry, intense kind of film. But I was a film geek, and I was like, this film is a masterpiece, and that's what we're this is what we're going to see, and you'll love it because it's a masterpiece. And a lot of people think it's Apocalypse Now, but no, it's this. And I went on a bit of a rant, but anyway. So I took her to this film, and we were sitting down watching it, and I was like, quite chuffed, because I was like, I'm teaching you something here. And so halfway through the film, she was like, sorry, but I've got to go to the toilet. And I was like, huh? And she got up to go to the toilet during the conversation. In my head, I was just thinking, you cannot go to the toilet during the conversation. This is outrageous. And she went off and came back. And she was very nice about it, very, very polite about it. And but she'd missed a crucial part of the film. And so she sat back there, and she was all very nice. And I was very charming afterwards. The film had finished, and I was like, well, did you like it? And she was like, well, it's a bit much if you're not really into film. But then we were kind of walking her back afterwards, and she kind of said, you know, we should go for a drink. And I kind of said, well, I basically I sort of blew her off because she went to the toilet during the conversation. And I kind of always, that was one of my kind of regrets, because we actually got on very nicely. I don't know at all what she's doing now, but I just kind of cut the relationship off. And that's my story.
Spark London is proud to announce
its first ever album,
featuring some of our favourite storytellers
with brand new stories. To order your copy, go to sparklondon.com.
And thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.